Well, today we're going to learn about a program, and I mean we, because I don't know anything about it. It's called Dice Engineering Girls. I do know that we have three sophomore students at Pittsburgh Alderdice with us this morning, and I'm going to just ask each of you to introduce yourself, and if you have any shout-outs or hellos, this is the time to do it.
Hi, my name's Grace. I don't really have a shout-out. I guess I want to shout-out my mom for taking me here, because that was a fun ride.
My name is Ava. I'd like to also shout-out my mom. She's at work, so she couldn't listen today, but...
And I'm Izzy, and I want to shout out the rest of the Dice Engineering girls that couldn't make it today. So, yeah.
Well, who can tell me a little bit about Dice Engineering Girls? Is Dice an acronym for something? I notice it's all in capital letters, D-I-C-E.
It's actually just shortened for Alderdice, just because, I don't know, it sounded better for us to just put Dice Engineering instead of, like, Alderdice Engineering Girls. But an acronym that we actually use is DEG, D-E-G, for Dice Engineering Girls, just to shorten it up a little bit.
And what do you all do?
Well, our main focus for the program is to go around to different middle schools and try and educate middle schoolers about our engineering program and trying to get them interested, specifically women and minorities, to bridge the large gap between the genders.
That's a great thing to do. Whose idea was this to do it?
So it mostly came from the teachers, but from then it's kind of grew collectively with the students that decided to get involved. So yeah.
And you three must have some interest in engineering and science, I would imagine. Can you tell me about if you have a particular passion for one branch or one discipline?
I'm actually interested in civil engineering, which is with architectural things and everything like that. But I'm also interested in, like, movie making, because in Marvel they have, and, like, they definitely will need an engineering team for all the costumes and everything like that. And I really want to get into, like, filmmaking and everything like that.
That's great. People don't think about the engineering aspects of that. And civil engineering, so the structural side, it sounds like, interests you. Because some people end up looking at environmental engineering as a civil engineer, too. How about for you?
I personally would like to get into software engineering. Like Grace said, with movies, how they do CGI or animation, I personally am very interested in how they bring that to life.
And?
I actually haven't, you know, singled in on a type of engineering that I'm really super interested in yet, but I really like how, through this program, I'm able to kind of get different feels for different fields of engineering, and really, it has opened my eyes to how many jobs engineering could lead to, so...
And you're right about the gender gap. It's really remarkable. I have an engineering degree, and when I went to school quite some time ago, about 30 years ago, our chemical engineering class had about 100 people in it. Only 15 or so were girls. And it hasn't changed that much. It's gotten a little better. But there's still a significant shortage or imbalance gender-wise. And that's also true with folks who are not white in engineering classes as well. So one of the tactics that you're using is to try to work with younger students to foster interest. Tell me how you go about and do that.
Well, we first go to the schools and we just talk about different types of engineering, and then we sort of try to relate to them just to, like, get their attention, and then we'll, like, try to do games, you know, see if they're actually listening, and most of the time the things that we talk about and the way that we relate to them gets them really interested in engineering.
Can you tell me about a game that you might do?
Okay, so just recently we went to our first school, and that was the Environmental Charter School on Tuesday. And at the end, we did this little game where it was, we'd ask a question about something that was in the presentation, and if, like, whoever rose their hand first would get the answer correct, we'd give out, we have T-shirts and keychains that we made with a 3D printer, so it was pretty fun. We got a lot of good responses from that.
Yeah, and what are those, and, you know, forgive me, as you were introducing yourself, I had my head down. Is it Ava?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so. What do you have? Ava's got these green, it looks like they may be 3D printed, I'm not sure. What do you have there? Oh, can I look at one? It's like the size of a dice cube.
Yeah.
It's got an E and a G, an ED and a G on it. Is that somebody's initials?
So it does.
Oh, that's Dice Engineering Girls.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And tell me about this.
So, like Izzy said, if we do a game or we ask questions, we try to get them interested and give them little prizes just to show even what things they could make in the engineering program.
Oh, cool. You can put a string through that. There's a hole that kind of goes laterally through the edge. So you can wear, you can put a little lanyard in it. This would be a cool for a keychain or a really bizarre necklace. I like it. This is made in green. So this was 3D printed out of what?
It's plastic, just regular ones that you put into any machine.
How cool is this? So how did the kids react when you met with them? You just had your first ever meeting with the school. So
yeah.
First, what was the presentation? Could you go through some of the things? How old were the kids?
They were from 6th to 8th grade.
Okay.
So, but when we started off the presentation, kind of giving a clear definition of engineering, so everyone was kind of on the same page about it because we felt like a lot of people can use it in everyday sentences but not really have a clear grasp of the understanding of engineering. So we started off with that, and then we kind of led into different types of engineering, the application of engineering in things like movies and the kids' everyday lives. And from there, we went to being able to talk about the gap, the large gender gap. And it flowed really nice. I thought
yeah.
It was a really good.
Yeah, it was really good
for our first presentation.
What surprised you about talking to these kids?
They actually listened. We kind of expected them to sort of look away because a lot of people find either engineering not as interesting as other subjects. So we were kind of expecting them to either just look away and not listen, talk to their friends. But a lot of them said that they actually enjoyed it.
Do you think you'll go back and see these kids again, or do you have other schools that you're going to try to visit?
Well, we actually are trying to visit other schools, although recently we've been talking about having partnerships with certain schools and going back maybe something like once a month to keep the kids interested in doing little activities with them like that, which I'm really excited about.
That's a great idea. You might be able to develop a relationship and see somebody actually follow in your footsteps and then be continuing this kind of mentoring program.
Yeah.
That you're doing. You mentioned you asked questions and then gave prizes. What kinds, can you give me a sort of a sense of a question that you might have asked?
One of the questions would be, what does the acronym STEAM stand for?
Oh,
which
excellent.
Was simple. But then it would go to something like, what are the five main types of engineering? And that one was a little bit harder.
Let me
for
see
them.
If I can get that.
Okay.
Civil, mechanical, chemical, electrical, electrical. I'm like looking through buildings at Carnegie Mellon as I do this. Which one? I don't think it's computer. I'm missing a classic discipline here. Civil, mechanical, electrical.
And aerospace.
Chemical. Aerospace, thank you.
Oh, I thought it was industrial.
No, yeah, aerospace.
I was thinking aerospace, but I mean, I didn't think aerospace was common enough. but it is for sure. That's a good question to ask. And STEAM is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Yeah. Yes.
And those are good questions to ask of them. Why are you passionate about doing this?
Well, I think we all personally have different passions with doing this. I personally have always been like a science or math type of person, and coming into the engineering program, I loved it so much that like I never knew about it before. I learned just because I was applying to different schools, but when I was there, I was like, oh, this is so amazing. I really want to become this or teach children about this because I tell my sisters all the time how good it is.
So there is an engineering program at Alder Dice?
Yes.
It's the magnet program.
So what do you all do?
Well, we kind of go up for grades, but like ninth grade, kind of get the basics, metric system, how to do drafting. And like 10th grade is more building, and it goes into aerospace, and it just builds and builds to really give you a general idea. It's pre-engineering.
Now, are you still taking chemistry, physics, and those subjects too, but engineering is a separate class?
Yes, it's an elective.
That's really cool. There was nothing, a lot of schools don't have that kind of program. Is there anything, are you doing experiments or actually building things in these classes?
Yeah, we have started to build things. Just recently in the 10th grade class, we built birdhouses, and that was really fun. I really like how we were kind of given like a creative output, and it was really fun. It was surprisingly harder than I thought it was going to be, but I think it like we really got to go through the problem-solving process.
Now that's Ava. Yes, that's Ava. Am I getting everybody? No, wait.
This
you're
is Izzy.
Ava. That's Izzy. Yep. I'm trying to make sure people listening know who you are. Izzy, Ava, and Grace. I'm going to get that all right. To build the birdhouse, were you just given constraints, or you certainly weren't given a kit saying, use these parts to assemble it? What was the assignment like?
We definitely had requirements, but we did have more freedom than we thought we would have. The only requirement that we had to have was that we had to build a frame, and given by the instructions, we were kind of confused at first, but in the end, we all understood.
That happens in the real world, too. So you had to build a frame of a certain size?
Yes.
What materials did you use?
Mostly wood. We did a little bit of, some kids worked with some cardboard or plastic, but a lot of kids kept to just the basics with soft wood and nails, yeah.
Wow. And did you worked in teams to do it, or were those independent? How many people on a team?
There were
four, maybe five.
Four or five.
So when you do a team project like that, does that make it easier or harder, or maybe just different? But
it's definitely different.
Yeah, there are some positives of working alone, but there are more positives working together.
It's probably a good idea to work together to understand what it's like to work with people who might have different ideas or different work styles. Do you choose partners, or are you randomly assigned?
We chose partners.
Oh, my team, like my class had just random ones.
I guess.
Your class got the pick?
Yeah, we got the pick. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Random can be fun because you don't know what you're going to get. So that was building a birdhouse. Did you do some, and that would be civil engineering principles, I think, maybe some mechanical. Did you do some other projects?
In ninth grade, we actually did this project where kind of we were trying to move cows, well,
across.
Not really cows, but yes, across a ravine. And a lot of kids did not only do bridges, there were some. I remember one did hot air balloons. There were zip lines.
Yeah, a lot of zip lines.
Yeah, kids got real creative. My team had a hot air balloon that did not work, but creativity counts.
You guys did the hot air balloon?
Yeah, it was out of tissue paper.
That was
hard to make.
So were you given little toy cows?
We were just given random objects that had different weights.
To represent the cows.
Yes.
That's a neat challenge. So, in other words, you were given just the problem. Here's a ravine. We got to get cows from this side to this side. How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to... I mean, the bridge probably comes to mind first, but the hot air balloon's kind of a neat idea, too.
Yeah, the teacher, the way that he actually presented us with a problem is he made a video of himself talking about the issue. It was the thing that I really like about the engineering program at Alder Dice is the teachers are really invested.
Yeah.
And whenever a teacher is that invested and that excited about teaching us, it really interests the students, unlike some of the other classes. So... That's what I really love.
It's very creative.
Yeah.
Especially that video. I still think about it. It's so funny.
What was the video? It showed real cows? Or?
No. It was just our teacher, and he decided to go on, like, Google and, like, search photos. And then midway through, he's like, there's a raging river, and he runs to the sink and starts spraying his phone with water. And then, what will you do?
The end, yeah. He made it very intense for as easy as it was.
Well, that's the most fun way to learn. It's almost like a game, and I like it when you get to be creative and come up with, you know, different answers and where there's no one right answer, too. Let's acknowledge your teachers that make this program possible. What are their names?
So in ninth grade, we have Mr. Battaglia,
who's right over there.
And then for 10th grade, we have Mr. Kutcha. And
11th grade, we have Brinkman.
Yes.
And in 12th grade, we have Mr. We just call him Mr. P. I really don't know his name.
Petro?
Pindro. Oh. Pindro. Okay.
I never met him.
But his classroom is amazing.
Yeah, his classroom, Mr. Pindro's classroom is the best.
And then, I guess we can include another teacher.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Baumgart.
Who's here right now. It's a good thing we included him. And who's your principal at Alder Dice?
Dr. McCoy.
Yes.
What? I never knew this program existed. Now, if schools want to bring you in to, it sounds like you're talking with middle school girls.
Yes.
Can any school in the city get...
Any school if they want to, yeah.
Yeah, great. We're very open to either being invited or we're also reaching out to middle schools. So we really want to reach anyone who's interested.
Well, I have some ideas for you there. And if you're interested, you can write to us here at SLB and we'll get the information to the girls and their teachers. We just have a couple seconds left. I'm still fascinated. By this dice cube. It did, and I'm concerned that some of you might have wanted to say something that I didn't get a chance to ask you about. So did anybody mean to mention something they didn't?
Oh, thank you
for having us and reaching out to us through Twitter.
Oh, we're thrilled. And, you know, I hope that if you have other interests, if any of you write or make music or have anything you want to share, you're always welcome to do that. I think Ava has a late-breaking addition.
So we didn't mention the grant that comes with this. We were actually given a $50,000 grant from Education Uncontained.
Yes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it goes to doing this program, to going to the schools and getting new supplies like the 3D printer or a CNC router, a laser engraver, like... It's a really good opportunity to have all this money to do it.
And I imagine an adult who really cares about you wrote that grant application and went to the time to get it.
Yes.
So that's wonderful to know that you've got that kind of support. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes. And then there is a lady who's from Education Uncontained. We call her Miss H, and she comes in every Tuesday and Thursday and helps us deal with money and, you know, just really helps us along our journey.
So you get to see how the grant is managed and spent, which is another thing to learn as an engineer. Depending on the kind of engineer you're going to be, you might have to follow budgets pretty carefully.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with each of you, and I hope you'll come down to talk with us again. Maybe we can do a feature on engineering and try to create a podcast about it or something. We'd love to do that.
That would be amazing.
So Izzy and Grace and Ava, thank you.